Hello, I'm Wen Tingcui. I'm a biostatistician from Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York City. My poster is about mining malpractice claims to identify disparities between younger and older adults. Older adults are considered one of the most vulnerable populations in the society. The goal of this research is to explore characteristics of malpractice claims in older adults and to use unsupervised learning to identify potential cohorts in older adults. The National Practitioner Data Bank's public use data file was used to create an analytical data set for this study. A 10-year period between 2005 to 2014, based on the report filing years, was used. Old data was stratified into three age levels: younger adults, middle-aged adults, and older adults. We defined older adults as patients over 70 years old, middle-aged adults as patients between 40 to 69 years old, and younger adults as patients between 20 to 39 years old. We performed an exploratory data analysis and calculated summary statistics. Trend plots, bar charts, and histograms were plotted for data visualization. In cluster analysis, we compared three algorithms: hierarchical clustering, K-medioids, and K-prototype, due to the non-numerical characteristics of the dataset. Over 133,000 malpractice claims were included in the studies. Of those, around 14,000 cases were from older adults, which constitute 12% of malpractice claims. Around 60% of them were from middle-aged adults, and 28% of them were from younger adults. The number of malpractice claims for all three age levels decreased through the years. In the past 10 years, around $32 billion went into malpractice payments, out of which $2.7 billion were awarded to older adults. In addition, according to Figure 1, there were over 600 death cases of older patients each year, which constitute almost 45% of malpractice cases for older adults. Despite the high death rate, older adults only received a median payment of $128,000 per case of death, which was over 50% less than the amount that middle-aged and younger adults received. The payment disparity persisted across different malpractice types. Over 95% of malpractice cases ended in settlements, and only less than 3% of the cases went to court. These proportions hold true for all three age levels. According to Table 1, there was no significant difference in payments through judgment across the three age groups, but the amount of money that older adults claimed through settlements was significantly less than the amount of payment claimed by middle-aged and younger adults. In conclusion, older adults were paid significantly less for the same malpractice claims as compared to younger adults. We believe that the MPDB database is an important data set to study malpractice claims in older adults. Further analysis of information extracted from this database are warranted. Thank you.